In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir to all things, through whom he made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from John's Gospel, from chapter 1, and I'm reading verse 1 down to verse 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Now let's just pray for Tim as he comes to speak. Father, we ask for your grace and blessing on Tim. Fill him with your spirit, we pray, as he speaks your word today. Amen.
Thank you, Ian, and thank you, Mark and Andrew, for the readings. I personally find Christmas, before I was a Christian, very hard. I find it very difficult at the moment. I had a conversation with my daughter today about my sister, who I haven't seen for 15 years. Now, Christmas before I became a Christian was full of joy, merriment, commercialism, presents. But the thing I lost during my journey was my whole family. When I became a Christian 13 years ago, things changed. It was almost overnight. There's one song that I know we're going to be singing later on, Joy to the World, the Lord has come. And that just brings me so much joy to know that Christ 2,000 years ago was born. And it just fills me every time we come up to Christmas with the joy. But I still have the pain of not being able to be with my sister. And God is with me, I know that. Jesus is with us every step of the right way. We're not alone, we never walk alone. Because he's there, he carries us through the storms of life. But the joy of a newborn child and the joy that that child brings us is just so fulfilling. It gives us the hope for the future. It doesn't matter what's happened in the past. We've got the glory of Jesus with us. And as we grow into knowing Jesus better, our life becomes easier. The burdens we carry are made easier. And the light of the world, it just beams through. There's so much meaning to Christ's birth tomorrow. And as we're going to sing this song, I'm not sure what order we're singing the songs, but Joy to the World would be lovely if it was after this, but that's not a problem if it isn't. But when you read the words of Joy to the World, it's just so powerful and meaning. Everyone's celebrating. The whole earth, heaven and earth, is celebrating. The angels, every single thing that's created, the mountains, the fields, the floods, the rocks, the hills, the plains, everything. And if we feel that in our hearts, it makes us glow with the hope and joy that Jesus brings us. I just love Jesus because he saved me. He saved me personally. I don't know what for, but he did. And it's just, isn't it, Tony? You know, people don't know my story, but I'm quite willing to talk openly after service if you want. But to be snatched from the situation I was in and put here 15 years later so I can talk to you about what Jesus has done. There's so much more I can give you. There really is. And for the whole, that song just encapsulates everything. I did two carol services at the two care homes I worked at last week. And to see the joy in the faces of those residents, that we were able to give them through carol singing. Instead of being half an hour long, each one was an hour long. And there was so much joy in their faces. Most of them have dementia, but the power of the songs were just so beautiful. And Joy for the World was one of those. Yeah, there's hope. Even in end of life, there's hope. And Jesus gives us all that hope. And tomorrow, as we're celebrating, just remember your neighbours. Maybe you've got a lonely neighbour that needs that little bit of hope. Maybe just go round and talk to them. Have a drink with them. Celebrate Christ's birth. But celebrate your love. The love you have in your heart that Jesus put there. And just bring it to fruition for every single person you meet tomorrow. It's a celebration. Life is Jesus. Jesus is what it's all about. I can't emphasise that enough, and I just want you to feel the light and hope and grace of the Lord Jesus in your lives. And if you take anything away, you see from a broken man to what I am today. And if I can give some of that and celebrate Jesus' birth with you, then I've done my job. And should we just pray? Sovereign Father, we thank you for each and every one of us, each person you've saved, each one you've given hope. And I ask that you open the hearts of the people that haven't seen you, like I didn't see you at the beginning of my life. But for you to pick any of us out and just bring your love and joy to their lives. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we bless you, and we just want to shine our light for you, or shine our light or your light through us, and just give us the hope that we need. In Jesus' glorious name. Amen.
Amen. I think we better sing Joy to the World.